Will you please stand as we read from the Word of God, 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning with verse 44. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God of Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give all of you into my hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So I've always been a big fan of Bible stories. I remember as a child hearing all the Old Testament Bible stories, but one of my favorite has always been David and Goliath. And it didn't really have anything to do with the gory details of what happened, but the fact of what it meant. So you have this young teenage boy who goes to the Israelite camp to take food to his brothers who were fighting against the Philistines. And he walks up and he's all happy and giddy and cutting up. You know how teenagers are. He gets there and he starts noticing how negative the feeling or the vibes are in the camp. And so he asks, "What's going on?" And his brothers tell him, "You know, we're going up against Philistine. They got this big old overgrown ape giant looking dude. And we've got to go against him." And David, being, I don't know if you'd call him cocky or overconfident, said, "He ain't nothing. I can take him." Well, word gets out that David's not afraid of this giant. And word gets back to Saul, and Saul brings him in, and he puts all his fancy armor on him, and he says, "Okay, go out there and do your best, guy. We're behind you. Probably a mile back, but we're still behind you." And David starts to head out, and he realizes that, oh my gosh, this stuff is cumbersome. I don't need this stuff. So he takes it all off and reaches down and gets 5 stones and then puts them in his bag and heads out towards the battle line. And the Philistines kind of look over and start laughing, and they holler at Goliath and say, "You're not going to believe what's coming." And I figure in Goliath's mind, he's thinking, okay, they've come up with this new secret weapon, like a catapult or a stealth bomber or something like that. And he looks up, and here comes this little punk kid, and he's embarrassed. He is okay, so when I look at y'all, I'm looking for a word. Huh?
Disbelieving.
What did you say?
Under-equipped.
No. What? You talk that quiet at home when you're mad at him? That's it. That's the word. He feels disrespected. Here I am, this big battle warrior, and you're going to send some punk little kid out here to face me. Ha ha ha. I'd have done a better laugh, but I'd be afraid I'd start coughing, so that's as good as you're going to get today. And so he goes out there, and he is not a happy camper. And he starts slinging insults at the Israelite army. How dare you disrespect me by sending this little kid? You know what I'm going to do to this kid? I'm going to feed him to the wild animals. What do you think about that? David looks at him and goes, I'm going to feed you and your army to the wild animals. Because here you come with a sword and a shield and a javelin and all these things, but I come with the power of God. And I'm going to stomp a mud hole in you. See, that's what's so cool about this story. But you know what's even more cool about this story? Is that it is a living story. It is a story that comes to life all the time. You want to know why I think that? Okay, thank you. Because it so fits into our lives every day. Here's what I mean. Okay, so David's Goliath wasn't always a giant. Did you know that? Goliath wasn't always this big, massive warrior. Goliath was a baby at one time. And then he was a toddler. And through the nurturing and teaching, he grew into a teenager and then a young man and finally into what we see in the Bible. Did you know you have a Goliath in your life? Did you know that there is this giant that is looming in your life? It might be a sin or an issue or a problem or a mindset or a belief or disbelief. And it all starts out real small, but it continues to be fed. As it grows in our life. Think about this. So as David comes up to the army, how many of those soldiers were having a good time? None of them. They were scared to death. Goliath had a reputation. He was well known everywhere. And so they were afraid of him. So many times our Goliaths affect us to where we're afraid to even step out in front of them. We get to a point where we become cowards. We shy away from having to face those issues and those problems in our lives. We are afraid of our giants. It might be one of those things of, well, if I ignore it, it'll go away. How many of you have that mindset? How many of us have had something happen in our lives to where it just totally blew us away? You know, things like those numbers don't match up. Or you know you're not supposed to be late to work. We need to discuss this. Or, hey, three people called in sick today. You're going to have to work over. Or, what do you mean you need to run more tests? Those giants appear and surprise us, and we don't know how to deal with them. So we become like the army, and we shy away, we back down, we become afraid. We don't know how to go about defeating this giant that continues to grow and grow and grow because of our fears. So many times, armies had gone against Goliath and lost. Why was David so successful? Okay, so let me ask you this. How many of you have ever had an issue in your life and your loved ones or your friends or someone close to you has told you how to deal with it? They come in kind of like Saul did, and they start putting on a breastplate, and then they give you a shield, and then they give you a sword. This is how you need to attack it. And it's all in good intentions. But they load us down with so much armor to protect us that we can't go out and battle this giant. By the time we get to the line to say, okay, Goliath, I'm ready to take you on, we're already tired from the walk from the tent. We got to be more like David. David said, no, I don't think so. I don't need all of this stuff. I have the armor I need. My faith in God is going to help me defeat that giant. And because I know my God is God, I'm not taking no for an answer. So bring it on, Goliath. I'm ready for you. A lot of times we face our giants and they're so big that we look up and we don't know what to do. But we can approach those giants in our lives one of two ways. We can do like the army did, how Saul and the army looked at it. We can tiptoe around and maybe try to slide by and leave that Goliath behind. Footnote, Goliath never goes away when we don't face our Goliaths. Or we can do like David. Have such a faith and trust in God that God is going to take care of us and put it all in God's hands. And rush to the line and say, bring it on. Give me your best shot. Because God is directing me. So, when Angie and our son, Danny, was young, he was a mischievous little snot. We were at our house, and for some reason, we may never know, he shot his mama in the back with a BB gun. He said it ricocheted. The distance he was at, ain't no BB going to ricochet that far. It hurt. Y'all, let's be honest. You ever shot a slingshot? Okay. You can do some major damage with a slingshot. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone being killed by a slingshot. I may be wrong, but I don't think anyone's ever been killed by a slingshot. David takes a stone. Not a boulder, not a rock, a small, smooth stone. Puts it in his slingshot and starts doing this. And he lets it fly. And somehow, the stone not only hit Goliath between the eyes, but Scripture says that it sunk in. I don't know about you, but I think that was a God thing there. You know? I mean, yeah, David was accurate with his slingshot, but I think God had all there was to do with taking Goliath down because David put his trust and faith in God to protect him against the giant he was facing on that day. God can do the same thing for us. If we put our full faith and trust in God that He is with us, there's no giant that's going to be able to stop us. There's nothing on this earth that is going to keep us from being with God. Except us and our fears and those things that separate us. So, David destroyed Goliath and eventually became the king of Israel. David was the father of the line that Jesus came out of. David was faithful to God. And God dropped David's giant at his feet. You got a giant in your life today? You got something going on that is growing and growing and growing because either you're not sure how to deal with it, or you're afraid to deal with it, or you think maybe if you ignore it, it'll go away. Are you tiptoeing up to the battle line where that giant's towering over and saying, "Give up. You're never going to be good enough." Why would God love you? Have you not seen yourself? There's no way God's grace can cover anything you've done. You're worthless. Yeah, that giant is shouting those insults at you. Are you going to listen to that giant and accept those demeaning things? Or are you going to do like David and stand firm in your faith in God, knowing that God sent His Son for you? That's how much God loves you. That's how much God thinks of you. That's how much you're worth to God. Will you stand on that faith and defeat your Goliath? Or are you going to continue to allow Goliath to run your life? The next time Goliath rears his ugly head in your life, this is what I recommend you saying. "I don't think so, Scooter. God's on my side. And I'm going to defeat you in the name of Christ." And watch how fast your Goliath falls at your feet. One of the greatest things that goes on in the life of a church is when we have the opportunity to witness God at work. And so today we have that opportunity. Today we have... Okay, so one of my favorite things is baptism. Baptism is one of those things that happens when somebody comes to know Christ personally. Baptism is one of those things when life is so wonderful. And all those things in our lives, all of those Goliaths, all of those giants run away in fear because they know God is in control now. So in your bulletin there's an insert that says, "Service of Holy Baptism."